请翻到约翰福音十五章。
But first, let's turn to the book of John, chapter 15.
我们从第一节读到第八节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 8.
约翰福音十五章第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我。你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
You abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒。
My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
请我们再翻到诗篇八十篇。
Let's now turn to Psalm chapter 80.
诗篇八十篇，我读第八节、第十节。
Verses 8 and 10.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
You removed the vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
第十节，它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
Verse 10, the mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It says here, the boughs are like the cedars of God. Let's now turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. We'll read from verses 2 through verse 7.We'll read from verses 2 through 7.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我的所爱子的歌，更发葡萄园的事。我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在回你的山岗上。
Verse 1. Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
他抱花园子。剪去石头，栽种上古的葡萄树，在园中盖一座楼，又凿出压酒的池，指望结好葡萄，环岛结有葡萄。
He dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, and he also hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones.
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard.
我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结野葡萄呢
？What more was there to do with my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why, when I expected it to produce good grapes, did it produce worthless ones?
现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭；拆毁墙垣，使它被践踏。
So now let me tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge and it will be consumed. I will break down its wall and it will become trampled ground.
我必使它荒废不再修理不再除啊荆棘棘藜倒要生长我也必应允降在其上。
I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned or hoed, but briars and thorns will come up. I will also charge the clouds to rain no rain on it.
万军之耶和华葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望是公平，谁知倒有暴虐；指望的是公，谁知倒有冤深。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his delightful plant. Thus he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, a cry of distress.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里，请。
This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads for another word of prayer.
早晨，我们靠着你恩典再次来到面前。
Lord, once again this morning, we rely upon your grace to gather together before you.
我们感谢你在你复活早晨，我们带着一个简单信心来到圣座前。
We thank you on this morning of your resurrection. With a simple faith, we can come before your throne.
我们感谢你每次你召集儿女聚在你面前，就是要向我们说话，就是要把你恩典更多赐给我们。
We thank you that every time we gather before you, you have more grace to share with us and your word to reveal to us.
就每次的聚会，我们都要从你说你生命的供应，叫里面的人能够刚强起来。
And as we gather together, we are receiving from you provision to strengthen our inner man.
特别在这样时代当中，我们更是需要你话语的扶持，你话语的供应。
And in these difficult times, we truly need more of the provision of your word.
并不是靠自己，而是相信你的话语，靠你的话语在你的跟前。
And it's not that we rely on ourselves, but we believe in your word and rely on your word to gather before you.
当早晨你的话向我们打开，向你话。
And may you open your word to us and reveal from your word more of yourself. And through your will, we understand how to live before you. To live a life pleasing to you. And as we gather together to seek you, may you continue to be merciful to us.
保险也遮盖我们，因为没有一个人是凭着自己，仍然是相信耶稣基督的救赎，靠着他是来到神座前。
And it is because of the blood of the Lord Jesus that we gather. We not rely upon ourselves, but upon precious blood to gather before you.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨，耶和弟兄姊妹继续来交通约翰福音。
We continue to share today with our brothers and sisters the Gospel of John. And we shared before that the Gospel of John is a Gospel of life. Because the purpose of the Gospel of John is for us to obtain this eternal life.And so in the Gospel of John, when we get to chapter 20, the end, it tells us, But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by and that believing you may have life in his name. And so, the purpose of all of God's word is for us to receive life. So as we read the Gospel of John, we must pay attention to this concept of life. Because everything here in the Gospel of John,whether it's what the Lord Jesus did or said, is related to life.
So,
And all the seven miracles recorded in the Gospel of John are related to life.
那七次, 主耶稣讲到我是,
and every time the Lord Jesus said, I am, the seven times recorded in the Gospel of John, it is also related to life.
主耶稣将来讲到说我是的时候,
and every time the Lord Jesus says, I am,
我是的,这位耶稣,这位神,
he also tells us about our Lord, what kind of Lord he is.
他的本性是怎么样的丰富,
and how his character, what his character is, divine character.
所以福音开头告诉我们说,太初有道,道与神同在,道成了肉身。
In the beginning of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when the Lord Jesus came down to earth, he made that invisible God, and he made him a physical representation. So we can, and so that through him, we can know the Lord. And in John chapter 6, the first time the Lord Jesus says, I am.
我是生命的粮,
I am the bread of life.
我是神从天上降下,是生命给世界,真粮。
I am the true bread given out of heaven, so that, and gives life to the world.
第七次,主耶稣讲到我是,就是在,约翰福音十五章这里所告诉我。
And so the seventh time the Lord Jesus said, I am, is right here in John chapter 15.
他在这里讲到我是真葡萄树。
It says, I am the true vine.
他不仅讲到说我是真葡萄树,他在这里也讲到,他把那些信他的,属他的人是枝子,把这个枝子和葡萄树连在一起。
And not only does he say, I am the true vine, but he says, all of those who believe in me are my branches, so he unites the vine. So he unites himself with those who believe in him. We see here that they share the same life. We thank the Lord that this is a great miraculous work that he has done. Through faith, those of us who believe in him are like these branches that are on the true vine and united with the Lord Jesus. And we can't be separated. And therefore, these branches need to produce fruit. And we have to exhibit the life of the Lord Jesus.
这是神拯救人的一个目的,也是他旨意要成就的事情。
And this is the Lord's will and something that he needs to accomplish.
那我们去读旧约的时候,刚刚我们读到诗篇,80篇,那里告诉我们说,
when we read in the Old Testament, in Psalm chapter 80, there it tells us,
因为在旧约里面,神拣选以色列人,把他们比喻是一棵葡萄树。
And when the Lord chose the nation of Israel, he compares them to a vine, a
grapevine.
It says in Psalm 80 verse 8, you removed a vine from Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. And he took the people of Israel out of Egypt and brought them to Canaan.
赶出外邦人,而把他们栽种在那个迦南地。
And he drove out the nations and planted them in the land of Canaan.
并且那里也告诉我们说,这个枝子,葡萄树上的枝子,好像个佳美的香柏树。
And it says here, the boughs, the branches of the vine are like the cedars of God.
香柏树呢,是讲到一种树,它是 非常高大,非常尊贵,非常雄伟的树。
And so the cedars are a type of tree that are very tall and very large and very majestic.
对,这棵香柏树呢,是说到见证。
And so the cedars talk about a testimony.
所以原来神, 拣选以色列百姓，把他们摆在地上，他们要成为神那个见证。
So the Lord chose the people of Israel and placed them in the earth to be a testimony.
他们要把神的尊贵、伟大、荣耀、威严把它显出来。
And they were to exhibit the Lord's greatness and majesty.
像一棵香柏树一样。
Like a cedar tree.
所以神也曾经借先知以赛亚在说你们是我的见证，你们是我的见证。
And also, he used the prophet Isaiah to say, you are my testimony.
所以这棵葡萄树神把他们拯救带出来的时候，神在那里多方的眷顾栽培供应他们。
And so, as he cared for this vine, you know, he dug all around it, removed the stones, planted it, and cared for it.
对，诗篇不，以赛亚书第一章那里告诉我们说，神怎样来眷顾这一个葡萄树，这个葡萄园呢？
And in Isaiah chapter 5, it tells us how the Lord cared for this vineyard.
神在那抱挖园子，在那捡去石头。
It says, he dug it all around and removed its stones.
把这一棵葡萄树，并且是一个上等的一个葡萄树，把它栽种下去。
And he took this grapevine, and not only was it just that, it wasn't just a random grapevine, it was a choice of vine.
这个葡萄树能够结出好葡萄果子。
And he expected it to produce good grapes.
但是很可惜，这个葡萄树却结出伪葡萄。
But unfortunately, it only produced worthless grapes.
神在那里盼望他们能结出了公平的果子。
And he expected them to produce the fruit of justice.
因为他所结出来却是暴虐的果子，暴虐的东西。
What they produced was bloodshed.
神指望在他们身上能够结出公义来。
And he wanted them to produce righteousness in themselves.
但是谁知道他们结出来却是一个冤声。
But what they produced was a cry of distress.
为什么神在他们身上，这旨意落空呢？
So why did God's will in them dry up and fail?
因为他们那在那里没有按神的律法，没有按着神的旨意在过生活。
Because they did not live according to His laws and His will.
他们生活偏离神的道路，不再侍奉神，反而去侍奉家。
And so they did not worship the Lord, but went to worship idols.
因为这个缘故，神在那说，他神就把他撤去篱笆，拆毁他们的墙垣。
So he says here that he will remove its hedge and break down its wall.
拆毁这些原来是保护他们不受仇敌破坏伤害的一些围墙。
He will break down these protections around them that were to prevent them from being invaded. And so there, they were conquered.
神把那个篱笆拆毁掉，让任凭那些路过的人都能摘取。
And he will take down his wall, and they will be trampled by their neighbors.
哇，这就是以色列百姓失败亡国的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons why the people of Israel lost their kingdom.
因为他们神拯救他们，原来期待他们在地上成为神的见证，能够彰显神自己荣耀。
Because the Lord chose them to be His testimony on earth to exemplify Himself.
叫他们能结出好的葡萄果子来，叫神荣耀。
For them to produce good fruit, to give glory to the Lord Himself.
因为他们整个生活整个历史里面让所看见都是坏的果子。
But from their history, we see that they only produce worthless fruit.
都是坏的光景出来。
And had a bad outcome.
等到有一天主耶稣来到地上。
So one day the Lord Jesus came down to earth.
当主来的时候，他在那里说我是真葡萄树。
And the Lord Jesus said, I am the true vine.
耶稣讲到说我是真葡萄树，那意思不是说原来那棵以色列这棵葡萄树是个假的葡萄树。
When he said I am the true vine, he doesn't mean to say that the original vine of the Israelites was a fake one.
耶稣讲到我是真葡萄树，这个真呢是说他能够真实的把这个葡萄树 真正存留的意义和他目的呢，把它显出来，把它表现出来。
What he's saying is that he is the vine that can really exemplify God's original purpose and bring it out.
就是说他能够结出好的果子来。
That is to say, he is the one that can produce good fruit.
我们知道葡萄树，它树干是是不大不粗的。
We know that grapevines, their stems are not very thick.
它的枝子也是非常细小。
And their branches are also very thin.
所以葡萄树本身它的那些东西是不能够做一些当做一些做器家具一些器材的一个东西。
And you can't use them to make furniture or any materials.
那最多呢，就是能够做我的材料就是。
They can only really be used to be burned.
如果它只是当做火的材料，那这个葡萄树的价值就非常小。
And if a grapevine can only be burned, then its value is very little.
葡萄树它的价值就是因为它能够结果，这也是葡萄树最主要功用的价值。
And the true worth of a grapevine is it can produce fruit, and it is really the only important worth that it has.
并且它的果子也可以压榨成酒。
And those fruits, the grapes, can be pressed into wine.
能够让栽种的人能够吃，能够享受，能够喝。
And so that the owner of the vineyard can eat of it and drink the wine and enjoy.
在这里我们看见以色列这棵葡萄树呢，虽然它有葡萄树这个称呼。
And so we see the vine of Israel, even though it is called a grapevine.
它有葡萄树这个地位。
It has the position of being a grapevine.
但是它却没有葡萄树那个实际的功用显露出来。
But they failed to produce the true worth of a grapevine.
就是神在他们身上实际成为神在地上的见证的荣耀神。
Which is God's will for them, which is to produce His testimony on earth.
但是当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说他是真葡萄树。
So when the Lord Jesus came down, He said, "I am the true vine."
他才能真正真实的成为神的一个见证。
He is the one that can truly produce God's testimony.
把神的生命把它彰显表明出来，叫神得到荣耀。
That He can exhibit God's life and give the Lord the glory.
但主在这里不仅说他是葡萄树。
Not only does the Lord say here that He is the true vine.
他还说我们这些属他的人是枝子。
It says all of those that belong to Him are the branches.
因为葡萄树的果子呢是借着枝子长出来的。
And because the grapevine it grows these branches out.
所以每个相信主耶稣基督的人又就得到这个神的生命，也就得到这个葡萄树的生命。
And so all of us who believe in the Lord, will receive the life of the grapevine and be part of the grapevine.
就连于这个葡萄树。
And therefore we're united with this grapevine.
并且成为葡萄树的一部分。
And we are now part of the grapevine.
我想更准确说，这个枝子是从葡萄树长出来的。
It is more truthful to say that these branches grow out from the grapevine.
从这个生命里面长出来。
And from the life in the grapevine.
那这个长出来这个枝实，它目的就是要结果子，就要见证这棵树生命的光景。
And the purpose of growing out these branches is to produce grapes, to show that the life that's in the grapevine.
这是神拯救我们这个目的。
And this is the purpose for which God has saved us.
他在我们身上的一个永远的一个旨。
And it is part of His eternal will for us.
成为神在地上的一个见证人。
To be a testimony of the Lord here on earth.
在使徒行传第一章，当主耶稣要升天之前。
So in Acts chapter 1, when the Lord is ascending to heaven.
他在那里应许门徒说，圣灵要降临在他们身上，他们就要成为，他们就要得到能力做他的见证，或者做了他的见证人，成为他的见证人。
So he says, the Holy Spirit will come down upon them, and they will be witnesses. for him.
这个就是在这里所讲，葡萄树借着枝子要结出果。And
so we see here the vine through its branches will produce fruit.
因为这个枝子本身就有葡萄树的生命。Because
these branches, by their nature, will have the life of the grapevine.
你记得主耶稣曾经讲过说，他是世上的光，世界的光。And
we remember that the Lord said He is the light of the world.
当主耶稣在马太福音第五章，在对门徒说，你们是世上的光。In
Matthew chapter 5, He said to the disciples, "You are the light of the world."
不仅主耶稣他是世上的光，他说你们也是世上的光。Not
only says, "I am the light of the world," He said, "You are also the light of the world."
因为我们有光的生命。Because
we have the light, the life of light.
因为今天这个光，这个主自己的生命在我们里面。Because
we have the life of the Lord Jesus Himself within us.
所以主耶稣不仅他是世上光，我们也是世上光。
So not only is He a light of the world, we also are a light of the world.
那主耶稣对门徒说，你们的光也当照在人前，叫他们看见你们好行为，便将荣耀归给天上。It
says in verse 16, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven."
所以我们这个世上光在那显明出来的时候呢，有个好的行为，人看见的时候就把荣耀归给神，神也就得到荣耀。
So the light that we have to exhibit would reach out will shine to those around us in such a way that they would give glory to our Father in heaven. Because we have the same life as the Lord Jesus, it should have the same character. So light in the Bible is speaking of testimony. And we are the Lord's testimony here on earth because we are the light of the world. And the Apostle Paul in his letters also tells us. It says, in this crooked and perverse generation, we have to be the blameless and innocent children of God. And among whom you appear as light in the world.
这光是明亮，是没有掺杂的。And
this light is shines and it has no
照耀出来，让人看见，把那生命的道，把那生命的主，把它表明出来，彰显出来，叫神得到荣耀。And
we have to shine with this light from the Lord to so that other people will see and give glory to God.
这主耶稣在《约翰福音》第15章讲到这个真葡萄树和这个枝子关系的时候，告诉我们，我们这些做枝子的是怎样才能结出果子来呢？
So in John chapter 15, how does it tell us that we who are branches produce the fruit?
怎样才能叫神得到荣耀呢？
How can we give glory to God?
讲到葡萄树。
So it talks about the grapevine and the life it has in it.
是一个丰满的一棵树。
And it is a grapevine that is filled with life.
因为葡萄树的果实不像一般果树，都是一颗一颗的。And so
grapes are not like other fruits, which are just singular fruits.
葡萄树的果实，它是一串串。And
so grapes, when they are produced, are produced in bunches.
对，当摩西差遣十二个探子到这样地区窥探回来的时候，When
Moses sent the 12 spies into Canaan to spy out the land,
但是带回来果子里面有一个，有一项就是葡萄树。One
of the things that the spies brought back are these bunches of grapes. And it took two people to carry this one bunch. To tell us that the land of Canaan was a land flowing in milk and honey and very fertile. And so when the Lord talks about his life in the grapevine, it is telling us the fullness of that life. So in Colossians chapter 2, it says that the Lord
2:9.
Oh, verse 9. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And only the Lord himself can fully exemplify the life of God. And only he can fully satisfy the heart of the Lord and be pleasing to him. And so in the Gospel of Matthew, twice the Lord spoke from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Because while the Lord Jesus was here on earth, he was fully faithful to God's will. And he truly was the testimony of the Lord before men. Those who have seen me have seen the Son, have seen the Father. And so when they have seen the Lord Jesus, they see the invisible God and what kind of God he is. So in John chapter 1, it says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, only he has explained
to him."
Explain him, which is to say, to reveal
him.
We truly thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus is that true vine that is filled with life. And he follows on by saying, "My Father is the vine dresser." To say that he, the Lord Jesus, is from God himself. And the Father, God, is doing the work of a vine dresser. Which is to say that the vine has a purpose, has a goal from which the vine dresser is seeking to obtain. And so the purpose of the vine is to produce fruit for the vine dresser.
So
the vine dresser may partake of it and enjoy, and so the vine dresser, in order to obtain this purpose, is caring for the vine. And so in John it says, the Father is with him. And the Son has never left the Father. And he says, he himself cannot do anything apart from God. And he does what the Father does. And he listens to the Father and he only speaks what the Father has said. So here on earth, he totally relies upon the Father himself. So at the end, before he went to the cross, he said, "I have glorified you on the earth." Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. So this vine is the true vine. And here it produced the glory for the Father. We thank the Lord that not only does it say here that He is the grapevine.
It
says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So when we talk about a grapevine, it includes all the things that are on the grapevine. It includes the stem, the branches, and the leaves. All of these things are included in the grapevine. Which is to say, all of these things share in the same life. That all of the parts partake of the same life. And so when the Lord says, you are the branches, it's not just to say that the branches are on the vine. It is that the branches and the vine share in the same life and enjoy the same life. And the true vine grows out these branches. So when the branches produce grapes, it shows the life that is in the grapevine. So when they see the grapes, when people see the grapes on the branches, they'll say, oh, this grapevine is filled with a good life.
So I was thinking, we often
And so sometimes when we're sharing with our friends to believe in the Lord Jesus,
we often
say, you know, don't look at the people because, you know, people may be weak and may fail. Just look at the Lord Jesus. And so when we share these words with the brothers and sisters, we can kind of pass it by. So because we can see in ourselves that, you know, there are places where we are weak and may fail. But those who don't believe in the Lord, they can't see the Lord. And if we tell them to believe, it's difficult for them to just believe. So for them to believe, they want to see who the Lord Jesus is. So in John chapter 12, we see there were some people that came to see the Lord Jesus, in Greek. And so they came to Philip and said, sir, we wish to see Jesus. So Philip told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip came to Lord Jesus and said, hey, there are some Greeks here to see you. They didn't answer them saying whether or not he wanted to see them. He said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So the Lord Jesus here is telling Philip and these Greeks,
见我，你们要看我。
You have to see me and meet me.
你们只要是看那些麦子，看那些粒子。
You have to see, you just need to look at this grain of wheat and its example.
因为这些粒子是所以长出来，乃是因为头一颗麦子，头一个粒子死掉，就结出许多的子粒出来。
So this single grain of wheat, when it dies and it grows again, it produces much fruit.
结出许多子粒，这些子粒，它的样子，它里面的生命和原来那颗落在地里死的那个子粒是一样的。
The life in this new grain is the same as the life in that first individual grain of wheat.
你们看见那些结出的子粒，你们就看见那原来那颗子粒是怎样的子粒。
So if you see the stalks that grow, the new fruit that is produced, then you will know the life that was in that first grain.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，今天枝子不是自己能够结果子。
Thank the Lord that today it is not the vine itself that produces fruit.
乃是因为有和葡萄树和主同样的生命。
The branch doesn't produce fruit by itself. It is.Because it has the life from the vine.
作为枝子，那个目的就是为了结果子。
And the purpose of the branch is to produce fruit.
这是葡萄树，我说枝子存在的目的。
So this is the purpose of the branches abiding in the vine.
所以这个让我们可以看见基础生活的目的就是为了结果子。
And so we see the purpose of a Christian life is to bear fruit.
就是为了见证主是主，荣耀主。
To testify of the Lord Jesus Himself, to give glory to Him.
那就是为什么主拯救我们以后没有马上把我们接到天上去，还把我们留在地上的一个原因。
This is one reason why when we're saved, we aren't immediately caught up into heaven and we remain here on earth.
乃是在地上活着就是要见证主。
And we live on earth to be a testimony for the Lord.
所以我们看见不仅神。期待我们能够结果子。
So not only does the Lord want us to produce fruit,
但他又告诉我们说，父是栽培人。
He tells us that the Father is the vine dresser.
所以神在我们身上是有个旨意，叫我们结果子。
And so the Lord has this will for us to produce fruit.
为了叫我们能够结果子，在我们身上就在做一个栽培的工作。
And so in order for us to produce fruit,The Father is doing the work of a vine dresser upon us.
栽培就讲到说，在我们身上有许多方面的工作。
So being a vine dresser has, he's doing different kinds of work in our lives.
就像一个种果树的人。
As someone who plants a grapevine.
一个种果树的人，他盼望这个果树能够长更多果子。
So someone who plants a vineyard, he wants his grapes to produce a lot of fruit.
爱地有栽培。
And so he does this work.
除了要除去石头，要浇水，浇灌它。
He has to dig out the rocks and water it and take care of the vine.
有时候还需要撒些药。
Maybe he has to put down
虫来伤害这棵果树。
Maybe he has to put down pesticide to protect the plants from the insects.
是为了叫这棵树能够长大，能够长得好，能够丰盛起来，能够结许多果子。
So that what he has planted can grow large and produce a lot of fruit.
所以当这个栽种树的人，他不仅在那浇水，在那除一些石头以外，他还需要一些修剪工作。
And so not only does the person caring for this.Vineyard, I have to, you know, just remove rocks and water it. He has to take care of the vine itself.
So, 在这里又让我们可以看见，父在这里不仅有栽培，在这里也有修剪的工作。
So, not only is he caring for the vine, he's also pruning it.
在这里讲到修剪的时候，特别讲到说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Says every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
在这里有两种的修剪。
And so there's two different kinds of pruning here.
第一种就是不结果时，他就把这个枝子剪去。
So every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes it away.
剪去不是指的灭亡来说的。
It's not Speaking of,
是讲灭，不是讲灭亡。
It is not talking about death or,
在这里不是讲得救问题，在这里是讲结果的问题。
It is not here talking about salvation. It is just talking about bearing fruit.
那某一信主耶稣基督，我得到这个生命，我们就永远不再灭亡。
可以再说一次。
那我们信主耶稣以后，我们得到什么生命就永远不再灭亡。
So if we believe in the Lord, we have received His life, we will not perish.
所以在这个修，在这里修剪，就是因为他们失去他们那个存在的目的，所以他才剪去。
So it says here, if they do not bear fruit, they have failed in their eternal purpose. So he takes them away.
对哦，我看见这个枝子，因为它活着存在的目的就是为了结果。
So the purpose of these branches, the reason they remain is for them to bear fruit.
但是枝子存在唯一的功用，若是这个功用不再存，又失去的话，它就没有存在的意义。
And so the purpose of these branches are to bear fruit, and if they cannot bear fruit, then they don't have a purpose to remain. They don't have any other purpose either, so he cuts them and takes them away.
So in 以西结，先知以西结书十五章，先知在那也讲到以色列百姓这一棵葡萄树。
So in Ezekiel chapter 15, Ezekiel talks about the vine of Israel.
说到在那里，说在这棵葡萄树跟其他树有什么不一样的地方呢？
So this vine, what is the difference between this vine and other wood from any other plant?
说这棵葡萄树比别样的树有什么强处呢？
What is better about the vine, the grapevine, than any other plant?
这棵葡萄树的枝子比种树枝有什么好处呢？
What is different between the branches of a vine and the rest of the
vine? 就是说你这个葡萄树的枝子跟其他树有什么地方比较强呢？你的枝子比其他树的枝子有什么更多好处呢？
What is better about the vine and its branches than any other plant?
这棵葡萄树上面也可以取来木材做什么用，做什么功用呢？
Can wood be taken from it to make anything?
是不是可以来做钉子挂什么东西呢？
Can men take a peg from it on which to hang any vessel?
葡萄树一点没有这些方面的用处和功用。
So a grapevine branches don't have any of these other purposes.
其他树它可能长得高大，它的树干甚至树枝粗一点都可以做些好的木材材料，做些器材器具。
Other plants, you know, or trees, they can grow big and tall, and their wood is harder, so they can be made into furniture or other tools. But the branches of a vine don't have these other purposes. Even to make a small nail to hang something, it can't do that. Because it cannot bear any weight.
就是做一个钉子一刮，再刮一点重的东西，它就断下去掉下。
If you were to try to make a nail out of a vine branch, it'll just break as soon as you put a little weight on it.
原来葡萄树的枝子没有其他功用。
And so we see that the branches of a vine, a grapevine, don't have any other purpose.
比不上其他的树。
It cannot compare to the other plants.
因为它唯一的用处、唯一的功用就是要结果子。
Because its only purpose is to bear fruit.
所以当他们失去这个功用的时候，那栽种就把它剪去。
So when it loses its purpose, the vine dresser will take them away.
像主耶稣曾经说过，一棵树它不结果的话，就是白占土地土地。
And so the Lord Jesus said, if a plant doesn't If a tree doesn't bear fruit, then it's a waste.
因为它没有什么用途，最多就是当材料，当木材去烧就是
了。And it doesn't have any other purpose other than to be wood used in a fire to be burned.
所以主耶稣曾经讲说，你们是世上盐，
And he also says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? There's no longer anything except to be thrown out. To be pitied by people and ridiculed by people. And so this is the meaning of the people of Israel. So because in the end they did not bear fruit, the Lord cut them off and removed them. And one day when they repent and return to the Lord, He will take them and regraft them back onto the And so because they lost their purpose, the Lord removed them and scattered them across the world. Now they are oppressed. Because they could not bear fruit and could not satisfy the Lord's will. And so, brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are the same. If we do not bear fruit, if we are like flavorless salt and don't have any purpose, and so when some our friends come and encounter Christians, they may look down upon us and ridicule us. Because if we don't exhibit the Lord's life, we have lost our purpose. We cannot bear fruit. And so these branches that cannot bear fruit, the Lord will remove them. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. It's the other kind of pruning. And He wants these branches that do bear fruit to bear even more fruit. These branches can already bear fruit. And so that's already pretty good. And so He wants to prune it so it'll be even cleaner. So He wants this branch to grow even better and produce even more fruit. So sometimes we'll see a flower garden, we see the flowers that grow so many and so pretty. Because there's a gardener there that is taking care of that garden. Not only is He watering it, He's also doing the pruning work. So those leaves and branches that shouldn't grow, He's cleaning them out. So that it'll grow more flowers. So the Lord Himself is doing a similar work on us today. And so this pruning work is the work of the cross. It is to deal with these things in our lives that shouldn't be growing. So this natural man that is growing within us, the Lord will deal with it and prune it. If we don't deal with the flesh that is growing within us, then it'll grow bigger and bigger. And then it will become very difficult to deal with. And then in the end, we'll become a person of flesh, a man of flesh. If we see in ourselves fleshly things that we don't deal with. Or
那刚刚才冒出来的时候，你把它剪去的话
，if it's just budding and you don't cut it immediately，
过一些年子以后，它越大时
，after a few years when it becomes bigger and bigger，
那问题越多，难处越大。
Then the problem becomes much bigger and more difficult to deal with. So we see some of God's children are in this situation. So the growth of the flesh isn't an instant. It grows slowly over a period of time. When it's grown completely, then it can't be dealt with. And for the Lord to change us will be very difficult. And so, in order for us to bear more fruit, the Lord will deal with these issues in our lives. Not only for us just to bear fruit, but he wants us to bear more fruit. Not only does he want us to have his life, he wants to have his life abundantly. So he come not to just give us life, but to give it to us abundantly. Because only this abundant life can bear even more fruit. So we see the Apostle Paul, why he had to suffer so much in his life. He was saved and he had the Lord's life. And in his testimony, in his sharing of the gospel, we see that he was bearing fruit. And he is a branch that is bearing fruit. But the Lord didn't just leave him there. And it wasn't that the Lord was satisfied with just that. So the Lord wanted him to bear even more fruit. And so the Lord gave him sufficient grace. But on the other hand, he also allowed him to go through many difficulties. And so through these difficult situations, he was pruning him. So he would be more faithful and he would have more life of the Lord in him to bear even more fruit. And so, when it seems when we have this desire to pursue the Lord, why would it seem like we meet all sorts of difficulties? The Lord is actually pruning us. And so therefore he is using these situations to oppose the flesh within us. And so when we meet the certain difficulties, and our flesh life is growing, then he immediately comes to deal with it, to prevent it from growing. So as we're living a life pursuing the Lord, learning to serve him, when the people around us are opposing us and we meet difficulties, we should learn this lesson of humility and humbleness. So our life will grow normally and we'll be able to bear fruit.
那自然而然我们在那里就能够结出许多美好。
And so if we can accept this correction from the Lord, then we'll be able to grow and bear.
当我们在那照着圣灵行事的时候，自然而然就像加拉太书第五章那里讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And so if we can receive this from the Lord, we will produce the fruit, as it says in Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第三章告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子是怎么样？就在那里讲到九种。
And so Galatians 5 tells us of the fruits of the Spirit.
有仁义，有喜乐，有和平，仁爱。
There's love, joy, peace, patience.
有恩慈，良善，信实，温柔，节制。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness.
我们知道这些都是基督生命的一个表现。
So we know these are all growths from the life of the Lord.
然后在以弗所书第三章告诉我们说
，And so the Bible tells us，
从前我们都是暗昧的，如今在基督里面已经是成为光明的儿女。
We are now all children of God。
所以我们其实要像光明的儿女，都像能够结出光明的果子来。
So we。We are children of light, so we have to bear the fruit of light. We have to bear this kindness and righteousness. So what are all of these fruits of the Spirit planted in?
都是种在生命的一个表现。
They are all planted in this expression of life.
今天我们常常有一种体会，认为说有工作果子，有生命的果子。
And so sometimes we'll say there are fruits of the Spirit and just other fruits.
工作果子就是好像做工有果效，就是传有果效，带出种归属，那是一个工作果子。
So the fruit of our labor.
当你去读圣经的时候，圣经只注重到，或者只讲到生命的果子。
But the Bible doesn't talk about fruits of our labor. It only talks about fruits of the Spirit.
神的心意好像不是注重在外面那些工作到底有多少果效。
The Bible doesn't seem concerned with how much our labor bears fruit.
不管刚刚我们读到以弗所书第五章、加拉太书第五章，那些讲到果子都是讲到生命。
So, in the fruit that is spoken of in Ephesians or in Galatians is not a part of our labor.
讲到主生命在我们身上怎样彰显出来。
And how that spirit is revealed within us.
这才是神真正要的果子。
This is the fruit that the Lord wants from us.
外面工作做非常大，非常有果效，不表明这个人有生命的果子。
And so if this person bears fruit, the Bible is telling us that he is bearing the spiritual fruit. So when he does something and the fruit is born, it is something to be proud of. And if it is the fruit of his labor, then he may be proud of himself when he thinks
it's hard.你看见神所要的是生命的。
We see what the Bible wants is the fruit of from life.
对，就是前面弟兄告诉我。
And this is what our brother before us had shared with us.
我想我们常常提到弟兄讲那句话。
That he shared these words.
弟兄提到那一句话。
And he said this phrase.
神所看重的是我们所思，不是我们所。
What we seek is not from ourselves.
这是一个认识人、认识神心意的人所做。
But as someone who knows the Lord and what they do.
他们神所追求不是外面的工作，是外面所看
到。What the Lord is looking in us, looking for in us is not what we are, what we do outwardly. But if the life of the Lord Jesus is exemplified within us, and these are the fruits that the Lord wants, so that the Lord would be pleased. So when we read to the end of the Bible in Revelation chapter 22, we see that in that city there is a river of the water of life. We see there a tree of life. And it bears 12 different kinds of fruit, every month bearing a different fruit. And so the Lord is that river of life and that tree of life. And so when he bears 12 different kinds of fruit, it is a complete tree. And so it is a testimony of his life. And every month it bears a different fruit. And every month, it all year round, it produces fresh fruit. And so on earth, there is no tree that every month it bears fruit. Every plant has its own seasons.
不是春天，不是夏天，不是秋天。
It's not spring, summer, winter, or fall.
不同的季节，不同树有在不同季节有它自己的。
And in each plant in its own season will bear its fruit.
那唯独这棵生命树，它每个月都结果子。
Except for this tree of life, where every month it bears fruit.
在每个不同环境里面，它都可以结果子。
Which is to say, in every situation, it can bear fruit.
不管是冬天，不管是夏天、春天，它照样结果子。
Whether it's winter or summer or fall, it can bear fruit.
不管在室内环境里面，它也能够结果子。
In whatever situation, it can bear fruit.
它可能在那个季节里面，它结出喜乐、平安的果子。
Maybe in that season, it'll produce the fruit of joy.
夏天甜的。 受一些试验的考验的时候，它仍然要结出怎样的？
And maybe in the summer, when it's extremely hot out, it can produce the fruit of patience.
到冬天非常冷寒冷的冬天，就是整个环境非常冷淡，家里面无法热心起来的时候。
And maybe in the winter, when it's very cold, and it, we need to bring out warmth.
结出怎样的？
Maybe it can also produce a fruit of patience. And we thank the Lord that in Psalm chapter 1, and it is, this tree is talking about us. Says he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. And so the English translation is better, where it says it yields its fruit in its season. And in different seasons, it'll produce its fruit. And this tree of life, every month, all year round, it can produce fruit. And so, in all that he does, he will prosper. And so, the English translation says, in whatever he does, he prospers. And he is not restricted. In any situation, he has a fruit. And he will not wither there. And when he encounters difficulty, he will not be crushed. And in him, he is united with the Lord and will have peace. And there is no situation which will trouble him. He is firmly planted by the streams of water. Because he is united with this river of life. And not only is he receiving his provision from this stream of the river of life. Thank the Lord that as a branch, we are united with this true vine. As long as we are abiding in this life, we will naturally produce fruit. And so we thank the Lord that He is doing this pruning work upon us. And in bearing fruit, He has this other side. So He tells us what we ought to be doing, what we ought to do. He is the vine dresser. He provides us for all that we need. So how can we produce even more fruit?
It
says, abide in me and I in you. In English, it says, abide in me and I in you, or live in me and I will live in you. So when we are saved, not only are we just placed in the Lord Jesus, we are in His life. And He is also living in us. So living is a situation. And living is this fellowship of life. So the life He has given us is a life that we can fellowship with Him. So if we can fellowship with the Lord, then naturally His life will fill us. It will provide us for what we need inwardly. And so that's why we need to gather together and fellowship and study the Bible and
together.
Because we're fellowshipping one with another. Outwardly, it may seem like a religious but we are trying, we are connecting with the Lord Himself. So that His life will continually flow within us. And this is the work of our Lord, the Vine Dresser. It says, when we live in Him, then He will live in us. If we are not living in Him, then He is not living in us. And His life would not provide for our needs. In James, it says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The Lord was not forced people. If we will draw near to Him, He will draw near to us, and He wants us to draw near to Him. And so when we draw near to the Lord, He will draw near to us. And we'll receive the full provision of His life. So often we need time to have this quiet time before the Lord. And to close ourselves in the inner room. And so when we do this, then the Lord can dwell in us. And the provision of the Lord will continually abide in us. Because apart from Him, we can accomplish nothing. And so we often need to abide in Him.
And
if we abide in Him, then we will bear fruit and give glory to the Lord. And then the will of the Lord will be accomplished within us. Because our purpose on this earth is to be His testimony and give glory to Him. And this is the purpose by which He allowed us to remain here on earth. To be His testimony. To testify of Him of who saved us, the Lord Jesus. That we would exemplify Himself. May we continually learn from God's Word that we would abide in Him and be in us. And we may bear even more fruit for Him. This concludes our sharing for today.
We thank the Lord for His precious Word this morning.
我们为今天早晨领受的宝贵话语献上我们的感谢。
And what a privilege it is that we can share in this life as branches of the true vine.
实在是我们的特许是可以能够在主的分享主的生命能够为他结果子。
So we will ask our sisters to lead us in our last hymns this morning.
我们现在就请我们两位的姊妹带领我们唱今天最后的一首诗歌。
And that last hymn is hymn 352. So again, I will just ask everyone to remain on mute but to sing along at home.
请翻到诗歌 352首, 也是做个提醒, 请弟兄姊妹继续保持静音。
Jesus, Lord, the Lamb of God, hear I. Down closely down as living branch with tree, I would abide my Lord, my Christ, in me. Abide in me, Savior God, I know. How love the life so best in me, save world. I am the vessel, running on with joy. Some silver flows to me to fellowship. Abide in me, Lord, of yourself or man. Can ever fall without my heaven. Join to thyself, come, yearning deep my soul. No, not beside me. Motion to control. Abide in me, but I only know the secrets of thy mind run below. All joy and peace and knowledge of thy word.
meeting this morning with a time of open prayer for the brothers and sisters.
我们接下来 想要开放这段时间给弟兄姊妹祷告。
So again, we'll just ask that when you pray, just to unmute yourself and to allow time for translation.
当你祷告的时候，请你打开你的麦克风，也留意让翻译。
So we'll open this time now for prayer.
我们这段时间就给弟兄姊妹祷告。主啊，我满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, I thank you fully with thankfulness and praise you.
主日的早晨，通过空中的电波，通过弟兄的口，传达你的教诲。
That on this Lord's Day that you spoke mightily through the brother to us.
指指点点，每句每话都是指着我。
And each word in that message pointed at me.
我是种在外邦人的野葡萄树上的枝子。
I am that branch upon that vine amongst the Gentiles.
满身都是污泥浊水，满身都是罪恶。
And I am full of dirt and sin.
没有指望，我已经干枯了。And
I had no hope, and I was already dried up.
主啊，感谢你，你不撇弃我，你还怜悯我，顾念我。
Lord, I thank you that you did not forsake me and you cared upon me.
你把我架起到真葡萄树上。
And you fastened me and attached me to the true vine.
感谢主，你挽救了我。
And thank you, Lord, that you saved me.
虽然你把我接到真葡萄树上，但是我有排异的反应。
And although you fastened me to the true vine, sometimes I would not act accordingly.
我经常不是彰显你的荣耀。
And I often do not exemplify your glory.
在灵里生活里，我经常表现出自己的软弱。
And in the spiritual life, I exhibit much weakness.
表现出我的自我，表现出我的很多罪恶来。
I only live out my own self and my sin.
主啊，感谢你的救恩。
So Lord, thank you for your salvation.
你用你的 伟大的光照我。
You use your great light to shine upon me.
你用春雨秋雨的恩典洗刷我。
And you seasoned me with much grace.
你赦免了我的罪和我的过犯。
And you've forgiven my sins and transgressions.
你有丰丰富富的用活水供养我。
And you have nourished me fully with your living water.
同时，你有66种的营养来哺育我。
You also nourish me many things.
使我枯枝复活。
So that I may truly be living.
我在你的灵里生活，又重新开花结果。
Now living in this new life you've given, I can bear fruit.
感谢主的救恩，感谢主的给我新生命。
Thank you, Lord, for your salvation and for giving me this new life.
我也感谢我的弟兄姐妹，他们见异说是的把主的丰富的供应供养先让给我。
I also thank the brothers and sisters for passing through that nourishment from God to me.
是我在主里面得到了丰富的供养。
So that I could be fully nourished in the Lord and be looked after.
我活在主里,
I am very blessed and fortunate to live in the Lord.
我要为主结出更多的、更甜美的、有牛奶和甜蜜的果实来。
And I want to bear much fruit, much sweet fruit in the Lord.
主啊，感谢你。
The Lord, thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for your fresh word.
亲爱的天父，我们再次感谢你给我们新鲜的话语。
Yeah, they once again remind us that we used to be a Gentile, completely separate from Christ.
你又一次提醒我们，我们曾经是外邦人，是和你完全分离的。
We are completely excluded from the covenant of the promise.
我们跟是在出约之外的。
But today, and through your mercy, grace, and salvation, you grafted us onto this true vine of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son.
但是借着你的怜悯恩典和你的救恩，你把我们移植在真葡萄树上，我们的主耶稣。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, please help us. We know today our Lord is already abiding in us, but help us to learn and to bind into our Lord.
Oh, 亲爱的天父，我们知道我们的主真住在我们里面，帮助我们学习如何住在他的里面。
So that we can bear the fruits for you and make you pleased.
让我们可以来结实，让你喜悦享受。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, may you continue to bless each every one of us and your church here locally and worldly, so that we can all bear the fruits and bear the witness of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父啊，求你继续祝福弟兄姐妹们，祝福你的教会，祝福这个整个世界的教会，让我们都可以来结识，来见证我们的主耶稣基督。
Indeed, we thank you so much. We pray this in your Son, our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
我们真是要来感谢你，我们要是奉我们主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
父，我们感谢你赐下那宝贵的话语。
Father, we thank you for providing us this precious word.
你要教导我们能够常住在主里头，那主也在我们里面。
You teach us to abide in you, and the Lord will also abide in us.
让我们的生命得到更丰富。
So that our life may be more abundant.
让我们能够活在这弯曲悖谬的世代中。
And we can be able to live in such a chaotic world today.
那做神光明的子女。
That we could be children of light in this world.
在这世代中能够来像明光照耀，现在把生命的道表明出来。
That we can also bear these fruits and live out shine this light in this life that we have now received.
让人都能够见到那父的荣耀。
So that man may see the glory of the Father.
让父的荣耀得到称赞。
That the glory of the Father may be praised.
给我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We are prayer. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
在你复活的早晨，我们仍然能用这样的方法来到你的面前，来敬拜、来赞美、来聆听你仆人向我们所释放的话语。
That on the this resurrection morning, that you would gather us together to hear from you, so that we can worship you and also hear your precious word.
主，实在是就像你仆人的信息所说的，你不仅将我们从罪恶中救拔出来。
And just like in the message that we heard from our servant, not only have you saved us from death,
你在我们身上还有那荣耀的心意，你要让我们和你那复活的永不朽坏的生命有永远的连结。
You want us to be interconnected with your imperishable life.
你的这个 牢固的生命的连结，我们在这个邪恶的时代，我们能站立得住，做那该做的见证。
And through this interconnected life with you, we can live in this world and live upright and firm, despite the world around us.
以着这个生命的连结，我们在这一个困难不堪、艰难的时刻。
And through this interconnected life, even in these difficult times,
我们可以心欢喜、灵快乐，我们的肉身也能安居在指望中。
Can be full of joy in our lives, than despite our flesh.
主，虽然我们软弱，我们经常会失败，经常会跌倒。
Even though we are weak and we often stumble and fall.
主，你，但是你是那位信实的主。
Lord, but you are that faithful God.
你仍然给我们机会，给我们
give us opportunities and you give us time.
让我们能认罪悔改，让我们能不正我们的脚步。
So that we can confess and repent and make and correct our steps.
主，求你继续保守每一位你用重价所买赎回来的儿女。
Lord, may you continue to watch over all the precious children that have been purchased with a great price.
身体软弱的，求你眷顾。
May you watch over those who are weak in their body.
灵性软弱的，求你扶持。
You uphold those who are weak in their spirit.
弟兄姊妹之间的间隔，求你挪开。
May you remove these obstacles between brothers and sisters.
让在不久的将来，你再回来的时候，每一位你所买赎回来的儿女，在你面前都能站立得住。
So that when you return in the near future, all these people whom you have redeemed may be able to stand up firm.
再次谢谢我们的主。
Once again, thank you, Lord.
荣耀、权柄、国度归于我们的主。
All glory, power, and authority belongs to you.
祝福、平安、喜乐归给每一位你在地上敬畏、仰望你的儿女。
May you provide blessings and peace to all those who wait upon you in this world.
奉你宝贝的名，我们祈求。
We pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
弟兄所祷告的，我们感谢你今天所赐给我们的话语。
As our brother prayed, we thank you for your precious word that you shared with us today.
我们感谢你一次一次的叫我们听你自己的话语。
We thank you that time and time again you give us your word for us to listen to.
叫我们领受你自己的教导。
So that we may receive your instruction.
叫我们学习你自己的真理。
So that we may learn your truth.
我们感谢主在这不容易的时候。
We thank you, Lord, that in these difficult times,
你自己的话语引导我们。
That your word leads us.
又将我们所面临所经历的各样难处把教会。
So that whatever difficult circumstances we encounter,
把教会吹逼到父的面前。
We can bring these things before you.
也更是叫神的儿女能够彼此更加的同心合意在你面前祷告。
That your brothers and sisters can in one heart and spirit pray before you.
我们感谢主。
So we thank you, Lord.
你是我们所仰望所依靠的主。
You are the Lord we look upon and we rely on.
你是造天地海和万物的主。
Are the creator of heaven and earth and all the waters.
你是在一切之上的万主之主，万王之王。
You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings.
你要在这不容易的时代里。
And you want to, in these difficult times.
当我们面临着看不见的病菌。
That as we encounter this invisible illness.
让我们看到这世代人的险恶和动乱。
As you see the chaos amongst man in this world.
你要我们在你面前学习更多的安息。
You want us to learn more rest in you.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
耶稣你自己已经借着道成肉身成为人的样式也成为我们的拯救。
Lord, you became man. and lived among this earth and saw the ways of man.
主耶稣，你自己成为神应许给神的儿女的美地。
And Lord, you have already given to us this promised land that's the God's children.
你自己成为我们的真安息。
And you have become our true rest.
我们感谢主。
So thank you, Lord.
在这主日的早晨，当我们听到你自己话语的时候。
And on this Lord's Day, as we hear your word,
我们更要感谢主，你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
I want to thank you even more for you giving up your life on that cross for us.
为我们复活。
To resurrect for us.
叫我们这些信的人都能够成为神的儿女，得到你自己的生命。
So、that we who believe may also receive your life and be called God's children.
我们感谢主，你自己将那使人活的灵赐给我们。
We thank you, Lord, that you provide to us that spirit of life.
让我们这些人都成为有灵的活人。
So that we can become living people with the spirit.
我们感谢主。
So we thank you, Lord.
重生了我们。
That you have allowed us to be reborn.
在这主日早晨。
So that on this Lord's morning.
我们一面听你的话语，领受你的道。
That we may hear your word and receive your word.
我们更是要纪念主你为我们说。
And we also remember what you have said.
你为我们说在十字架上所做的一切。
And remember all that you've done on that cross.
我们要纪念你在十字架上所完成的救赎。
Remember that redemption work you've accomplished on that cross.
一切都是你的恩典，一切都是你的怜悯。
All of this is your grace and your mercy.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告、祈求、感谢、奉主耶稣圣。
Thankful hearts, we pray all these things in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you for thou art my true vine, and we are the branches.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你告诉我们你是真葡萄树，我们是真枝子。
Thank you, Father God, for the plan and purpose that I should bear fruit, not only bear fruit, but abundant fruits.
谢谢你在我身上的计划和旨意，不仅要结实，还要结得更多。
Father God, as I examine my life, the light of thy word, Father God, I have failed to bear the fruit.
谢谢你当我审查我的生活和
Like the children of Israel, O Father God, I can see only that the fruits which I am bear is worthless.
我看到的只是我的果子都是无用的树啊。
Father God, I pray that thou may help me, that I may allow thee to prune me, remove the flesh in me, so that I can bear the fruits pleasing unto thee.
父啊，求你帮助我，求你来修剪我，来改变我，让我可以结出果子来讨你喜悦。
Not only to thee, to the people here around, and so that they may see me, and they may see thy works, and they may glorify thy name.
让人周围的人可以看见我的变化，看见你在我身上的工作，将荣耀归给你。
So that thou may not, Lord, like as thou gave us the example of the wood of the grape, so Lord, it is only used for burning. Father God, that I may not be burnt, and that, O Lord, I may bring disgrace and loss to thee.
谢谢你，请了一个例子，有的木头是可用的，有的只能是被烧。希望我不应该成为那个被烧的。
Father God, I thank you for the word, and thank you for the warnings, and thank you for thy very life through which thou art building me, and thou art pruning me, and so that I can bear fruit.
父啊，谢谢你的话语，你的警醒，你的警告，让我可以来改变，可以结出果子。
Father God, work in me and this whole coming week, and may allow thy pruning in my life, that I may bear fruit unto thee.
父啊，谢谢你，求你继续做工在我里面，让我可以结果。
I may, Lord, not be like the salt which has lost its taste and will be dreaded, and may be, O Lord, a shame and disgrace to thy name.
让我不要成为那个没有味道的盐，让你蒙羞。
Father God, once again, I thank you for thy word, and thank you for the warning, and thank you for the encouragement.
父啊，谢谢你的话，你的警告，and 你的鼓励。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你今天向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
让我们常常有时间能够安静在你面前。
And we could quiet our hearts before you.
在暗室里与你交通。
And to fellowship with you.
让我们常常住在你的里面。
You allow us to abide in you.
让你的话也在我们的里面。
May you, and you give us your word.
主啊，我们是与你连接。
Lord, we are one with you.
你是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
You are the true vine, and we are the branches.
求你继续的修剪我们。
May you continually work on us.
滋润我们，供应我们。
Yeah, and nourish us and mold us.
让我们能够更多的像你。
That we can be more like you.
让我们能够成为一个按时结果子的枝子。
That we may be branches that bear much fruit.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们的眼睛专注在你的身上。
That our eyes may be directed towards you only.
因为你是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Because you are the faithful one who has looked over us.From the very beginning.
我们也深深地知道一切是出于你，依靠你，归于你。
And we know that all things come from you and go back to you.
依靠你。
We rely on you.
归于你。
And belongs to you.
荣耀也要归给你。
All the glory also belongs to you.
我们做每一件事情不是为我们的荣耀。
Whatever we do not for our own glory.
But, 但是为了你的荣耀。
But rather for your glory.
让你自己的见证能够借着我们彰显出来。
May your own testimony be exemplified through us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们永远存一个谦卑的心。
That we may always have this humble heart.
一个顺服的灵。
And this obedient spirit.
一个领受真理的心。
And this heart that receives this life from you.
让我们左手所做的不让我们的右手知道。
Let whatever our left hand does not be known by our right hand.
因为我们知道一切都是你做的。
Because we know that all things are operated by you.
我们谢谢我们的主。
So we thank you, Lord.
求你继续的保守我们的心怀意念。
May you continue to watch over our will and our thoughts.
让我们凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Let us always be gentle and endearing to each other.
用爱心互相宽容。
Our hearts, that we may bear one another.
用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心。
That with peace we may continue to interact with each other through this spirit.
祝福你自己的教会。
May you bless your church.
你所有的儿女们。
And all your children.
不管他们在哪里。
No matter where they are.
因为我们是一个身体。
Because we are one body.
基督是我们的元首。
And Christ is our head.
在这个疫情当中。
Even in this pandemic.
我们求主施恩怜悯。
That you may provide us grace and mercy.
不但复兴你自己的儿女
and not only uphold your children,
拯救世上还没有认识你的人
and, but also to save those who have not been saved yet on this earth.
因为我们知道你愿意万人得救不愿意一人沉沦
because we know that you desire to save all on earth.
这是你的心意也是你的旨意
This is your heart and also your will.
我们愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们知道你要把你自己的教会做成一个荣耀的教会。
We know that you will make your church a glorious church.
我们谢谢主你这样子良善良成全可喜悦的旨意。
Thank you, Lord, for such a great and good will.
一切荣耀尊贵权柄都归给你。
May all the glory, power, and authority be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear God.
亲爱的神。
Thank you, Lord, that you have taken these wooden...dried up branches, good for nothing, born to be burned, destroyed in the fire, and have grafted us into the vine yourself.
哦，主啊，谢谢你，把我们这些原本要被剪掉、要被烧掉的枝子接在你自己的真葡萄树上，真，你自己身上。
For we cannot fathom, Lord, the fullness of life and the riches of your Son, Lord, in us.
让我们可以感受到我们生命的丰富和你儿子的丰富在我们里面。
Lord, we.Lord, that Lord, we have not been abiding in that life, in that full life, but have resorted to our own worthless and fruitless labor of our own sweat and strength.
我们要承认我们没有真正的住在那个真正的丰盛的生命里面，而是用我们自己的老我，我们的自己的肉体来结的都是没有用的果子。
Sometimes, Lord, we confess, Lord, that we don't even, we sometimes not even know how to abide in this life.
哦，我们要承认，我们有的时候。但是不知道怎么住在这个新的生命里面。
Lord, I just come to you, Lord, and I ask God that you would show to me the utter bankruptcy, Lord, of our own doing, but your all sufficient, abundant life from which any...Good fruit can be born.
哦，主啊，我也要求你那个教导我，向我显明，让我如何可以来结出那个好的果子来。
Lord, help us to really know, Lord, what you have said that apart from me, you can do nothing.
我也真的让我知道离了你什么都不能做。
That we would come to our end.
我们要对自己死。
That in you we may find true life.
这样的话在你里面我们可以发现真正的生命找到真正的生命。
Lord God, teach us.God, and Lord, help us all to abide in thy full and rich life that you have given to each and every one of us, Lord, who are in your body.
哦，主啊，求你帮助我们，教导我们，让我们知道如何住在你的丰盛的生命里面，让我们在如何在这个身体的里面，在你住在你的身体的里面，彼此。
That you teach us that it is no longer I live, but Christ who lives in me.
求你教导我们，活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
We ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We are asking this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 我们是奉你宝贝的儿子主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。亲爱的阿爸父，我们要感谢赞
美你。Dear Abba Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们的儿女何等的有福，可以来到父的宝座面前来敬拜你。
How blessed are we as children that we may come before our Father's throne to worship you.
哦，在这次对这个环境里面，我们真是感受到主啊，就好像挪亚的日子。
And especially in these times when we come before you, it really feels like as we are living in the days of Noah.
你要带我们进入方舟里面，让我们认识你就是那掌舵的主，生命的主，万有的主。
You wish for us to enter into this ark, that we may know indeed that you are God of all things.
哦，我们真是知道啊，我们在这里的时候，很多时候我们无依无靠。
Because oftentimes, we may feel as if we do not know what to rely on.
弟兄姊妹之间没有来往，没有连结。
And brothers and sisters cannot meet together and do not have intimate fellowship as before.
只有聚会。
But only through these meetings.
主啊，可是我们却，你要我们学习，有你更有更深的经历。
Lord, you want us to experience a deeper, more than you.
因为只有你是好牧人，你为羊舍命。
Because you are that good shepherd who sheds his life for sheep.
你拿掉我们所有的，你要真正的来供应我们，让我们不再依靠世上的一切。
You provide for us all things, and you want us to learn not to rely on the world any longer.
哦，真的是，我们要感谢赞美你，主啊！你让我们真正知道什么是真的，什么是假的。
So Lord, You want to thank you and praise you because you indeed teach us what is true and what is false.
你要把我们从这个把我们从世界里面分别为圣出来。
You want us to separate ourselves from the rest of the world and be sanctified.
你要我们跟真的葡萄树来结枝，不再是宗教的连接。
And you want us to be one with, to be attached to this true vine and not to this religious world.
主啊，你要供应我们，让我们真的是里面有生命，我们才能够成长。
And you want to nourish us so that we may indeed have this growth in your life.
因为万物的结局近了，主啊，是极黑暗的时代，你要装备我们，你要坚固我们，你要训练我们。
Because the end of all things is near, Lord. In these end days, you want to prepare us and equip us.
我们感谢主，在这里，我们的弟兄姊妹愿意被你建造。
So we thank you, Lord, andthat brothers and sisters are willing to be built up by you.
愿意被你修剪。
Are willing to be pruned by you.
愿意能够说主啊，我们愿意成为你，你丰富，你的丰富生命在我们里面，生命的照耀在我们里面表现出来。
Lord, and we are willing, to live out this new life that you have given to us within us.
主啊，我们没有丰盛的生命，我们只能看到我们即使心里有怜悯的心，我们也只能啊，主啊，就是只能在自己站在这里，主啊，好像在叹息中。
Lord, because we do not live out this new life you have given to us, then all we have, we can only sigh at.
我们看到迷失的羊，我们也只能顾我们自己。
Lord, even if we see other lost sheep, we can only look out for ourselves.
我们也只能在这里说，主啊，我们真的是。
我们的渴慕你，我们谢谢你，谢谢你把我们在这个环境里面，我们却看到这个诚心在我们里面出现，我们要献上我们的感谢赞美。
So Lord, we want to thank you and we want to say that we yearn for more of you and we'll give you our thanks.
我们更是认出，哦，你就是我们唯一的生命道路，你就是真理，就是生命，你就是道路。
Lord, and even more, we can see that you are the only way to the truth, the life.
我们真的要张口大大的赞美感谢，知道说我的主，我的救主，我的神。
We want to open our mouths loudly to proclaim that you are indeed our Lord, our Savior, our God.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，感谢赞美你。
So Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你在我们里面光照我们。
Because you have watched over us and you shine your light on us.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为你真的是爱你的羊。
So Lord, we thank you because you truly love your sheep.
你是好牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
我必不缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
哦，你为你的名要引导我走一路。
Allow me to walk on the path of righteousness.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
你的杖，你的竿要引领我们。
Your rod and your staff is with us.
哦，我们要住在你的殿中，来瞻仰你的荣美。
I will dwell in the temple of the Lord, gaze upon your glory.
我们一生一世都是要。在你的看顾眷顾你的祝福中主啊我们愿意被你建造
So Lord we are willing to be built up by you we are willing to dwell with you where there is peace and rest
感谢赞美你
We thank you and praise you
在这个时刻你在招你的儿女、哦、你在招我们进入、啊、这个方舟这个关闭里面你要对我们说话
Lord in these days as you are gathering usGo into your ark. You desire to speak to us.
得到这个生命的供应。
That we may receive this life from you.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Pray this in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿荣耀尊贵权柄都归给在宝座上的羔羊。
May all the glory, honor, and power be upon that lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you.For this great revelation that we have through your Son Jesus Christ.
我们在天上的父是来感谢你面，是来感谢你通过你的儿子给我们这个那么美好的启示。
Thank you that you have given us your true Son. I mean, you've given us your Son as the true vine.
感谢你赐你的儿子给我们当我们的真葡萄树。
And that you have made us as the branches, Lord. That the eternal life that flows through your Son, that flows through the vine, now flows through us.
我们作为葡萄树的枝子，把我们栽培在真葡萄树上，你的永生就流入我们里面。
Father God, we thank you that you are this vine dresser to us, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你作为我们的栽培人。
That you.Day by day work in us, Lord, that you prune away our flesh so that we can bear more and more fruit for you.
一天，每一天你在我们里面做工，你修剪我们的肉体，使我们能够为你结果子。
We thank you that even though you put these trials in our lives, Lord, that may prune away this flesh, you always provide us with the all-sufficient grace that we need.
主啊，虽然你在我们的生活中给我们很多的考验，但是你也是同时供应我们你的恩典，供我们用。
We just pray that you help us to continue to draw nearer to you.
主，我们求你继续带领我们每天更亲近你。
We thank you for abiding in us.
主，我们感谢你，你每天都住在我们里面。
So that we can be a testimony for you on this earth, a light in this world.
但愿我们在这个世界上能够做你的见证人，能够当你的光。
So that as the life works in us, transforms us into the image of your Son. It is the glory of your Son and of you that shines through us.
当我们经过这个过程，当你把我们的生命改变成你的儿子的形象的时候，你的荣耀会透过我们能够显明出来。
All the glory and honor to you, Lord. We just thank you and pray this all in Jesus' name.
愿一切的荣耀跟赞美都归给你，祷告奉耶稣得胜的名祈求。
Amen. So,